Hi, Brad, Joe Wilson for the BBC. So I'm guessing this is a nice, gentle, just easy warm-up game, is it? No, nothing competitive about England versus Australia.
Oh, I think there's always something about that when England play Australia. It is obviously a warm-up game leading into the World Cup, but you're starting to get really close to that first game now, so it's really important that we get into some really good habits, and there's no better way to get that competitive edge and a practice game against England. So I think we can talk a lot about it being a practice game, getting some miles in their legs, but once you walk across the line, it's pride takes over and you want to do well against England.
And this is Brad, just finally from me. I mean, I know there's been this period of soul searching, of course there was, and that was very much in the news last time Australia were here, but this is going to be a proper, full-on, full-throttle Australia from now on, isn't it, for the English fans to see and enjoy?
Oh, I think we're as excited as anyone. This is a great tournament. It's a great place to be playing. We've got the next 4 months here, so we're pretty excited about it. But we're starting our World Cup campaign, and we've got a great tradition in World Cups, and we've played a really attractive brand through these sort of tournaments, and we know how to get ourselves ready for this. So I think you'll see a pretty energetic and a smiling Australian team.
Lots been made about the changing culture now of the Australian team. What exactly has changed?
Obviously we had some things we had to work through over the last 12 months, but that's been put to bed a long time ago. Now it's all about getting into really good habits, getting ready for this first game. At the moment we've got a really good group that's really honest with each other. Over the last probably couple of months they've become really tight, they've understand the style of play that they want, and the pleasing thing about it is they're playing for each other. So that's from a coaching point of view. Yeah, we think things are going in the right direction, and we're better placed to test that than on the big stage of a World Cup.
You were always quite renowned for sledging yourself.
Beg your pardon.
Your players have. Surely you don't tell your players not to do that now.
I don't understand your question. I think you want a contest out there. That doesn't have to be verbalised. That's the way you present yourself with your body. That's the way you create that environment. You can create that environment in the field with the presence you set. So I think all anyone wants out there is a fair and contest. And I think every time Australia play England, we all know sitting in this room that we're going to get one hell of a great contest.
David Warner has been... got a reputation, fair or not, for maybe stepping over that line. Has he been spoken to about that with this new approach?
Oh, I think David's come back into the team really, really hungry to perform at this level. He's had a long time out of the game. He's been great since he's come back into the group. And they're just looking forward to playing cricket. I can try to spin it as best as you want, but they're all excited about playing a World Cup. We're excited about playing a warm-up game against England, and David will bring the energy he always does. He's a real competitor on the field with the presence he brings, with just the movement he does in the field. The running between wickets, he ups the tempo of the game when he's out there. And for oppositions, he's a prize wicket. So, yeah, he's looking forward as same as the rest of the squad to just getting out there and playing some cricket.
Brad, what happens if Alex Carey gets an injury?
I'm not keeping. A good question. We've got Finchie can take the gloves at a short moment, but it's a decision. Yeah, it's a big decision if it happens, because we've got our Australian A team mirroring us during this tournament, so we've got enough cover there if it's a serious injury. And keepers don't get just niggles. They either get really seriously injured or they just get on with it. So a bit of luck. He can get through the tournament. He's as fit as man as we had in the squad, both mentally and physically as well. So what an option. Finchie can grab the gloves. Dave, he can grab them at a pinch as well. But fingers crossed, Millie, it doesn't happen.
And just following up, a few of the players have spoken this week about having you and Ricky there as World Cup winners. Have they kind of come to you and asked you sort of, well, what kind of things do they ask you? What do you tell them?
Yeah, it's been good, just informally. We've had a pretty big lead into this, where it's just over a coffee. You've got a lot of time on the team bus in the UK to get around to the players. But, yeah, they've been really good, actually. wanting to know about World Cups. You've got obviously Ricky's experience. I think he's been to five, and I myself have been to three. But there's also in that we all play different roles. I remember my first World Cup. I had the time of my life in 2007. Didn't play a game, but you still feel that still feels just as good as it did when I played in 2015. So it's just sharing those experiences, making sure the boys are as clear as they possibly can. If they've got any question, no question's too silly. Leading into that first game, they've got a really clear mind, the expectation of a World Cup.
If he's treated like Justin Bieber, who are you treated like?
Pink.
Brent, seemed like a pretty intense training session yesterday. Was that your initiative, and can you kind of explain the reason?
No, that's just one of our standard identity fielding sessions. The guys pride themselves on making sure that we've got a real presence in the field, and that just doesn't happen game day. You've got to get into really good habits about playing at that intensity and making really good decisions under pressure. So we do quite a few of them. So the guys are making decisions when they're under pressure. They'll do their maintenance stuff today and get their technique stuff down packed. But yesterday's about making sure we bring that intensity and that aggression with our body language and our presence out in the field. So, yeah, it's one of the things the players really enjoy. We've pushed them pretty hard with it over the last 12 months to change our identity of about how we want to field and how we want to be seen in the field. So, yeah, they're in a really good place with it at the moment.
How does Steve and Dave kind of fit into that at the moment with their elbows? Are they 100% throwing at the moment? Like, can you play them if they're not?
Yeah, no, they're both throwing. They've both got enough power to throw. We've still got a week to play, and they're performers. They've been around cricket for a long time, so we're just making sure that come that first game that they're 100% ready to go, and that's they're on track for that at the moment. If you've seen in the practice hit we had the other day, when they needed to throw one, they threw it. So, yeah, they're in a good spot with that. Lucky.
Brad, in the colour from AAP. Obviously, being a wicketkeeper, you've broken your fingers and dislocated them many times. Owen Morgan appears to have a finger scare this morning. How difficult is it to kind of try and bat them out and hit the end of the finger quite like the ball?
I didn't know that about Owen. I hope he's all right. It's a World Cup. You do what you do to get through. There's measures you can use these days to numb the pain. So, yeah, I hope he's all right.
But is it kind of hold about now? How, even with the badly bruised, is it kind of difficult?
I think the thing with a broken finger is it hurts a lot in the nets. But once you get out in the game, in with the adrenaline going, it's not too much of an issue normally.
Dean Wilson, Daily Mirror. Brad, you've been involved in many clashes between England and Australia, and the noise from the crowd can sometimes be a little bit intimidating for the away team. How do you get over that and put your best performance on the field, and how do you think the guys will cope with that, in particular Steve and Dave?
Yeah, I'd be disappointed if the England crowd wasn't involved in the game. One of the pleasures I had in my career was the theatre about touring to England and when the Barmy Army come out to Australia. It brings a lot to the game. And the one thing I've noticed is that they still respect good cricket. They'll have their fun, they'll have their songs, which I think is great for the game. But I've never known an English crowd not to respect a good 100 or a 5 or a good performance on the field. So it's something that, for me personally, it was part of the theatre of coming to England. It was great fun. We don't get a lot of that sort of crowd in Australia. So the guys are excited about that. So
it's been quite dry here as well over the last week or two. Bit of an abrasive surface out there. Would you be disappointed if your bowlers didn't get any reverse swing tomorrow?
It depends what the surface is like. I was talking to the groundsman, and he said it's been pretty dry over the last month. So, yeah, well, with two white balls these days, you don't actually see a lot of reverse swing in one-day cricket anyway. So it depends. But on the flip side of that, England will be hitting the ball a long way out of the ground, so you never know. They might hit the wall a couple of times.
Brad, we spoke to you ahead of the 2015 Ashes, I think it was, in a hotel in Essex, which you probably don't remember. But at the time, we were talking about
Brendan McCullum and New Zealand, this whole sort of nice culture he was bringing in, and I think it's fair to say you were fairly sceptical about that at the time. Something similar seems to be happening with Australia, but does it go against the grain really to have that sort of smiling culture?
A smiley culture. I know the guys are really excited about a World Cup. I know we'll play the cricket we always play. There'll be definitely a contest out in the field, but as we all know, as we know probably better than anyone over the last 12 months, there's places you can go and there's places you can't. So I'd hope they're smiling. It's a huge event in the World Cup. So from that point of view, yeah. If they're not smiling, I'll be disappointed. We've got England tomorrow here, then a couple of days later, we've got a World Cup starting, so we'll be encouraging them to smile and compete.
Brad, just following on from the new culture that Justin's brought in over the last year or so, and I guess the raised kind of on-field standards of behaviour, when you look back to the last World Cup final, do you have any regrets now, where you ended?
Nope.
Does that not go against what the new culture is meant to be?
No one was reported. What? I don't know where you're going with this.
We wouldn't expect that from Australia in this World Cup, can we?
A win?
No, send-off, sledging, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I think you're looking for something that's not there.
Next question. Next. Last question.
What did you think when you saw Dave Warner and Johnny Bairstow hugging each other quite regularly during the IPL?
Oh, what I did see, they're both in good form. Which is both good for us and England leading into a big tournament. I think that's the beauty of IPL. One, you get to build relationships with players, but on the flip side to that, you also get to see how they respond under pressure, their weaknesses and strengths against different sort of bowlers. So there's nowhere to hide in this game these days with as much analysts that goes on. So it's good that they're in a team, they're competing, they're enjoying each other's company, enjoying the success they did on the field. But I'm sure once the game starts, Dave will give us what he's seen with Johnny over there and vice versa.
Thank you.